here? Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flow.
It starts like so.
Like so. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to For Jelt and Flow. I'm Fajilt.
And I'm Flo.
And we've returned to talk, tease, and take your calls for a bit. So, if you wanted to talk to a faux-cated and a human co-host, you're in the right place.
Wait, I know we've done the talking and taking calls part so far, but the second thing?
Teasing.
It's not that kind of podcast, is it? Unless you had someone from above ground you had in mind, like a... anybody.
No, that's not what I meant, Flo.
Because it already comes naturally to me. In good fun.
You don't know. You could be alienating a significant portion of our audience.
No, it's down here in Sploot. That's our main audience.
Not contained down here. I mean, before we came along, the Elephas Hour was broadcast on the surface. Every couple of online services on the surface.
What's that proof? That just means it didn't have a following in Sploot.
It had listeners. How did we get here?
Come on. You already knew the person in charge. Me and everyone else just wanted to work in something new.
This is pretty specific. What else was going on in Sploo that had jobs in this medium? For listeners who don't remember, Sploo is the underground metropolis area that Flo and I reside in and do our show from.
Now who's alienating the audience? I'm not saying they don't remember.
No.
But I started my show, and it got picked up. Obviously, there were already a bunch of options for entertainment down here. They'd already started creating whole studios dedicated to creating online content before I came along. Radio, television, we've got everything. And they're always going to have to make jobs for people who either want to do it or don't have anything else. I already started fooling around on and off camera, so it was still tempting. My wants changed, no duh, so.
No camera for you. Still don't know why.
I don't need cameras for someone to know me. As much as they know you.
Hmm?
Well, look. If you said your name to anyone, wouldn't they immediately know who you were?
Just my name wouldn't...
No, your name, specifically.
Fajelt?
Right. You'd say that, they'd know you're the faux canon who does Fajelt and Flo. It's recognizable. Same for the Flo person who did that one show a while back, and, is doing Fajelt and Flo.
So, you're just Flo.
Mm-hmm.
Flo. Rida. Flo. Dingile. Flo.
If that part doesn't matter, I don't make it a big deal.
Manager. All this time you've been going around as just Flo. There's no last name.
What about you?
We Volcanids once had something akin to last names, but they were about our diets. If one digestive system was more used to greens, it'd be Russell. Meat would be Harboom. Specific foods that made you sick and a whole list of them. But they were given up, and it was up to you to tell someone about your allergies.
I see. Hey, speaking of lists, do you recall me saying in the last episode that I make a list of things I wanted to do on here?
It sounds familiar.
Well, I revised some of it, just so we could start off on this common ground of planning and expecting.
In one episode, goodness.
And by revised, edition counts.
Well...
I'm not looking for too much looking through it. These are just a lot of little cards stuck together. I write big. But if you had a list around somewhere, I'd listen to that.
Really?
Yeah, it's only fair.
Well, I didn't use notes. I just used one of those big sheets of lined paper we have lying around. It's my height, so it took a while to crawl around and write.
Need help?
Yes, can you just grab the top of the paper there and lay it on? Good, thank you. If you want to start with yours, I need to find my place.
All right. Since you keep saying that we're reaching more people outside of Sploo, we might as well discuss the newsworthy accounts down here. All the latest events in our metropolis and in the area as a whole, plus doubling us as a news outlet. We can stay up to date with the culture, the events, offer our own commentaries on life down here, review the dining, entertainment. In summary, I think we should have a Sploo-centric podcast.
That was informative.
And yours?
I'd like to play this keyboard we have.
What?
That's what I'd like to do. I've done it before.
How is it? Today, or as a bit?
Either. I also said, do a live show in a ruined city.
So, a goal.
Or a plan. And one more thing I can make out. Right. The freedom to explore outside and back. That's the key we're missing. It won't be as good if we stay in the same place.
A wish list.
Well, the keyboard's right there, so that's one thing off. That's how we got our theme. It's not a wish list, it's what I want to do.
But mine's stuff we actually can do right now. I've got a ream of news topics right here.
Okay. You're the news reader? I'm the accompanying mood setter.
Huh?
Read the news. I'll show you.
Oh. In the news today, many of Sploo's prominent broadcasting stations have finalized an unprecedented agreement with respective copyright holders to provide a simultaneous showing of older programming by request in addition to scheduled programming. This agreement also extends to streaming content that have a lack of commercials. Well, I don't know if that's fair.
Ask the people asking for them. Don't know if they'd agree, but I'm sure they'd love to see their favorites again.
Programs such as What Guilfoyle Wanted and Guess the Ship will be shown in syndication on Channel 67 as well.
I think we have one of those coming up. I hope it's Guess the Ship. The other one's a soap opera. It's so dramatic.
But that's the whole gist of our host podcast. Anyway. In response to the growing concern over the increasing number of foreign objects discovered in the water supply at the Sploo plant, the mayor announced that they would be personally visiting the source in a matter of weeks.
Wait, what about the water?
At least they said weeks this time.
Other things are in our water?
They've been finding things occasionally a month before. The list says aluminum cans, articles of clothing, plastic bags, and what has been eventually recognized as food fragments have been found floating on the outskirts. I always thought having a clean filter system was something that Sploo was known for.
That's the other place you can see by railway. They actually put shining lights along the way.
Best water under the surface, I know. I've seen it.
Anything about them in there?
Not yet. I wonder if it's mostly the workers finding this stuff.
And tell the paper about it. It's a bit of a regular occurrence up there on the surface. So much they don't bother to print most of the time. How efficient is the system for that to be on the news?
Or just a serious lack of pollution there.
Someone probably has a story.
Huh?
A story about what's happening where they are. Where they're working.
They're called accounts. They wouldn't call them stories in the paper. That'd imply they weren't true. If you wanted that.
Must you make fun of our host?
Just because their original thing was telling fiction doesn't mean I have it out for them, okay? Stories can be entertaining. They have their own place in the past.
Things that happened in the past are still important now. And I'm starting to sound like my old history associate. He's probably listening right now. And speaking of that, why don't we hear from everyone?
You mean do a call-in right now?
Sure. Listeners, you can call in from Sploo right now and tell us. What do you do in Sploo? What kind of job do you have or want?
And I guess if you've got any information about this water mystery, call in too.
And we have... It was quick last time.
Well, if you think about it, our work's just trying to get people to talk about their work while they're at work. Wait, we've got one. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's Don Arlagia from Sploo again.
Yeah, it's me. The pizza guy. The guy from Sandy Crest Pizza, one slice will turn into two.
I think I do remember you.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got that teamwork thing figured?
No, it's still just me here. But that doesn't mean I don't take the job seriously, you know? I'm I'm flipping pizzas when you order them, getting the dough pre-made. Unless you don't take that, then I don't know.
So it's really just you?
Yeah.
How many pizzas do you sell in a day, usually?
How many pizzas? I'd say 10, 12, 20.
Who gives you breaks?
I got a schedule. Look, if you guys have questions, feel free to come on down. We're pretty famous.
Anything to add on the water situation?
Just to say keep the waters clean so I could keep putting it in the dough for springiness. The pizza dough, not the... Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
What do we think about repeat callers? Is that gonna change?
Not every question we ask is going to always be relevant to the person. Except Salvia Morse.
The history guy? Speak of the...
Oh no.
Oh, it's Sample Mint. My mistake.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey there, you were talking about the objects in the water supply?
Yes, sir.
Well, my son and I are part of the utility crew that works there. We found those items popping up in the place.
Really? Well, what can you tell us about what's happening down there?
The crew's working farther down past the main area, so we're just on lookout duty right now. There's a small clump we've been following, but we don't think we could catch it.
Well, if you're busy, we don't want to take you away.
No. Actually, nobody's come to visit except the news crew. And they like listening to you guys' first thing during work. I'd like to extend an invitation to you two, if that's a thing I can do.
You can.
I didn't know. You did go above to the...
We'd love to come down to the water main.
Source. The plant's on the northwest side of the city. You'll find the sign once you're past all the branch places.
We'll find the directions, sir, and we'll be over directly. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, there's your adventure.
There's my field trip.
I guess I should have checked if we had those transportable mics.
Never left. So now, we're going to have a break with a old Sploo program this time.
And it is an episode of What Guilfoyle Wanted. I didn't pick it if it helps.
Fajilt and Flo will return after this. I remember when, as a young boy, I had the idea and narrow-minded gumption to start a drive for our town's unfinished recreation center. At the time, the only plan for it was an exercise area, a pool, and all the other things you'd expect one to have. It wasn't thought of as a place for disadvantaged people to have a place of welcome, just the usual residents in the neighborhood. But one proposal grew into an agreement. And I was the one in charge of raising the funds to get it running. Oh, I was sure I could manage it all without fail. All the people and money sure to be coming in. But half a week in, people couldn't seem to find discouraged little me. I had gone to my father, pointing out how tired I was with how I knew I couldn't do it all. I couldn't help. So he did. He took over managing the fundraiser, which was both a relief and a shaming experience for me. I might have been too young for it, or unprepared, but I wouldn't have told you. It's a funny thing, thinking you know it all. It's because there's always something you forgot that you're not ready for. Anyway, they got all their funds, though everyone always side-eyed me when I went to the pool. That's because I hadn't switched from shorts to trunks yet.
Right, right. Mr. Dagby, do you understand how important it is you know what you're taking on?
Look, I've been taking on this drugstore for the past 10 years, working. I've just never owned it.
Till now.
Go ahead, sign.
I recommend you read this all first.
Did twice while we're sitting here. Maureen?
Yes, though.
Did we miss something?
Let's see. Except all possibility of emergency provide.
Done that, I understand. There's possibilities of that all around us. Did you listen to the story? You'd know. Sir, I'm 53. Grown.
I was listening, but is there a follower to pull you out this time? I'd stop and think about what I wanted if I were you.
I've got Maureen. But she doesn't have to. Where's the pen?
What, want me to read over there, buddy?
Hate to bore you on a visit, Con. Guilfoyle.
Oh?
No. Dagby.
That's it.
That's it. Congratulations, Mr. Dagby. You are the new owner of a drugstore.
Hey! Did it done, boy. Oh, thank you. Sure I can't spot you for a soda before you head out?
No. No, I'll just head back to the office.
Well, thanks for your help, so I could finally do this. Finally.
If the man's not taking one, I'll get his sodas from the back.
So, place is yours now?
That's the size of it, Connor. The family store doesn't have to move from its place in town for 4 decades. Hopefully for a decade more.
You gonna change anything around here?
Oh, I don't know. We could replace the wiring. Get someone up in the attic to fix the pipes. On the main floor, I'd have to think of a reason, heck. It's looked the same since we were boys here. Sitting on those stools.
Yeah. The hours gonna stick?
Hours? You're talking about hours?
Yeah.
Even if they were 24/7, you know. Uncle Sin never holds them. Not if there was anything serious, you know. Emergency.
Yeah, to be fair, what counted? A toothache? You crying over that fundraiser? Drunk Mr. Cassidy wandering in after Benny.
Little Benny's accident.
Bringing him here wouldn't have saved him.
That's not what I'm talking about. It's things like Mr. Cassidy looking for help and somebody to do that.
I'm hearing you. You'll be here to help is what I'm asking.
Help with what, Connor?
It'd be a touch surprise if word didn't get around. All our old pals came by to say salute.
Connie, you can't.
Listen, if I'd have been smarter giving up the freaking cards like you said, I wouldn't be here talking to you like this. This is on me, okay? You can't leave them. I'm your friend. They're my friends.
In a loose sense of the word.
They're your friends now, too.
Don't bring this trouble over now. Not when I've finally gotten...
Officer.
Evening, friends. Guilford. Is it true? You're the man in charge? Not a few minutes ago, Pleshin. Come sooner, you could have snapped a picture. Well, you know, can't be everywhere at once. Gotta keep looking for the sneaks working under the table. They do exist around here. Even around here.
I'll see you, Guilford.
Let me get there for you.
Sure.
Best to you, Guilford. You too.
Crowded, eh?
Ennis.
Hi, Dad. I'm too late.
I don't know. Somehow, I remember you being the one who said I wouldn't do it.
I said without help. You didn't?
Of course I've got help. I'm not that reckless. And of course, worse the merrier if you...
I've already got something, you know. And I don't want to leave Chase alone every time.
Then bring him down here. It's all right.
You've got an awful cheery dad.
You don't like it?
You said day after the divorce. You were such a lonely guy. And I don't know how...
I can't believe the shipment didn't come in. But quicker us getting to dinner, right, hon?
I see. I get it.
Ennis. Ennis, come!
I keep messing our meetings up. I just don't think he's ever gonna like me.
He never liked any of my first dates.
Is it... worse now that we...
I don't know. But then that'd be... what? Another secret to the list.
Only if that was what you want.
What I want. What can I say?
What Guilford wanted will return.
And that's how we ended up getting... and losing the audition for Splew's Latest in the same day.
Jeez. Are they still around?
We thought about trying to keep the quartet going, but one environmental class later, the other three changed interests, and I decided to see about that assistant position. You've probably seen them. They've always been vocal.
Oh. And we're back.
We're at the Splew's main water supply. Looking for our man, as it is, to explain the problems here.
Should we go past this gate or just wait here?
I wonder if he's a Focanid too. I don't know that many who'd work here. Not the eco-friendly ones, probably. but...
What?
Looks like it could be them. Excuse me. Your two's names wouldn't happen to be Fajelt and Flo, would they?
Could and would.
We figured one of you being a faux king.
That's enough of that, shrimp.
Could be someone else. My son's not open to possibilities due to the human nature of our co-workers.
That don't have anything to do with nothing. Gilsons fit right in with everybody else.
Gilsons?
Yep. Got the human look. But the tiniest gills on the side of the neck. Powerful enough to catch a breath under the water.
The heavy collars on the uniforms don't get us too much notice.
Does that help you in your work?
Well, it'd probably be easier if we showed you. Come on, this way. Past the gate, and our eyesores of pipes. Some of these are the distribution pipes that link from the main ones. That's where they get the water. All of these distributors take it all over which way in Sploop.
You'll usually find us dashing around, tightening things, because after a couple of high-speed water slides inside, they'll need some tension.
Have the items you found clogged these pipes?
Only they're too big. Or we didn't notice them. Which is...
never happening. Not if I make sure. So, you're in charge? Sadly, I can't rightly answer that question at the... we're at the reservoir, son. If you've got good footing, we can walk around the perimeter.
Well...
full circle. Surrounded by concrete. Stretching the same width as your usual lake, but deeper than you think. Walkway's a bit slippery.
I see there's a ceiling, but no openings there. Where's the water come from?
Beg pardon?
If you knew where it came from, you could tell how the water got polluted.
Over here. You might have a... for Pete's sake!
Entry point's open.
What's that?
This great slide over here, see? It's open! Water's coming through. It's part of a mechanism that collects the water and deposits it down here. Though when it's doing that, there's an alert. This area will be closed off in case of a overflow.
Ah, look! What was that? Something just splashed in the reservoir.
I see something. It's floating too far out.
Sinking a little.
He didn't take a breath.
Like I said, he can't breathe under there. Sorry I had to see him in the drinking water, though.
This is ready for drinking?
Well, there's several purification processes, but...
squid!
Squid!
Toy!
Blam.
Well, then get in there.
I don't know if the mayor'd answer that, but... Pana. The reason I'd ask you over is because I have a theory. It's to do with, above area.
Oh, gosh.
See, the water the mechanism catches comes from a source. There's rain, of course. But last time I heard, the river wore a separate source. The supervisors mentioned it.
Can we talk to them?
Kind of a long shot, but... come on. Back the way. Watch your step.
Has anybody fallen in?
Thanks to careful avoidance, no.
Pop, how come they keep asking us stuff that get us fired?
It's an interview, son.
Where are we going?
The control room. Usually we find them there. And no. Didn't close the filing cabinets. No locking of the ladder. Why is the ladder down?
Someone must have gone up.
Up. Where?
This is an evolving ladder. Because it was built to go up this tunnel dug from the ground down up there. Anyone with the time to go up it knows where it goes. Really hope that doesn't answer the question of where she went.
So, if your supervisor went up there, presumably to find answers about your pollution...
presumption never solved anything.
Unless we presume she found the answer, which would explain why she didn't come back yet.
Or she went to the bathroom.
Mr. Fajelt, if you're suggesting what I think you're suggesting, that's a long letter, sir. By the time we'd get back.
But we could still figure out the problem.
Or to a climb? Still slow. Anyone want to sit out?
Me.
Probably need a handyman down here. Shrimp, if you see anyone, tell them where we've gone.
Blam.
1 foot over the other, and up.
Knew it.
You could have suggested it then.
We'd find a way back up here. You're incorrigible.
Do this often, do you?
Just the arguing part.
One of you's got an aversion to above ground, I remember that. Can't tell you for certain what we're gonna find up here.
They could have just built a tunnel for Spluyans to recognize with a marker.
Is that what they did?
I didn't think they stopped. What was that?
Oh. Hold on. Evolving ladders can be built with sharp sensors. If you're near halfway, it'll move in the direction you're going.
Discontinued, were they?
There's always a situation for one. And it stops before you reach the top. I'm heading up.
Ooh, the light.
Well,
it's greener than the last place we went. A forest.
It's a different manhole cover. It's got a wheel at the top. It says Arlington VA marker circa 1970.
Why'd they need it there?
Look to the left. Footprints in the dirt. Must have rained. And the dirt hardened after.
Roughly the same size as our missing lead. I'd like to follow.
Still feel like a field trip, the Jelt.
It is almost snack time.
It's a little wet here. One of our connector pipes ends here. Got a leak. Up there. Now whose big tank this belong to?
Same person with that hat. It's up to the ladder on the side.
That's our hat. Maybe there's something on the top.
Don't worry, there's a plaque, huh? It says, "The gift to share for those below and those above, vague as heck, but made with love." Mitch Kloster, 1970. Can't read the last part. For those at home, Mitch Kloster was the man who helped build Splu. One of the few.
So the first person to help build Splu gave them a communal water tank?
Only a few books say he was smart.
Well, unless it's been restored, cleaned, and overall made safe to drink, I hope to goodness we're not using it.
Then what do these pipes connect to?
Not good. Not good. Oh. Stagnated. Holy Christmas, you'd be free to call this puddle a sewer and the lawsuit just head home.
Are you seeing it seep from the tank? There's litter in it, but how could it have gotten in there?
Maybe this is a dumping ground for trash? Or we're near sewage.
Oh, there's not an empty top on this thing. That's what our supervisor was looking for, I'm sure of it.
But did she find an answer?
Well, she found some questions. There's gotta be answers. And there's not gonna be one first blush, so I suggest you guys head back down. I'll keep looking.
And that's what we take back? We're still looking?
Well, that's what you started with. Can't be that bad. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
He's right.
No, it feels a little bad.
No heading back. In the meantime.
All right. It's time for the scheduled safety announcement from Inspector Numero.
Hey, it's a hello from Inspector Numero again, and, excuse me. Just gotta wipe a little perspiration here. See, the visitor center's air conditioning's acting pretty rascally today. Because all the cool air is running around everywhere. Just not in here, in my little office. And since I can't leave, I've had someone deliver napkins with my lunch. Now, I did not know they had these little metal cases for them. I'm told people leave them on picnic tables, but come on. Who could forget this? It's like a little oven for tissues. I could talk all day about these, but today, I'm going to tell you some more about staying safe in Splu. You've probably heard about being aware of your surroundings, which is good advice. Whether the area you're in has any familiarity or not, it's good to be alert and aware of everything and everyone that's happening where you are. Huh. Didn't know about the dead bug up there. But you can't either. It's impossible. Ha! Oh, I did that with the bell, didn't I? Oh, we talked about how this changes my name. I'm up to 16 mistakes. That was self-defense, though. Was that a mistake? Where was I? Surroundings. The bug come from the vent? What's funniest thing is thinking if it was trying to get cool up in the air conditioner vent, and it just keeled over from the heat. Jeez, sorry. It can be overwhelming sometimes, trying to keep track of everything around you. Unless you had a view of everything, with glass windows on every side. But then you could just laugh it off, turn the speakers off first, and keep doing your job. But if you can't do that, don't worry, you've got options. Big or small circumstances, like a stubborn vent cover, you can let yourself adapt to the surroundings and just deal with them. Or you can make your surroundings adapt to you and what you need them to do. If you're in a situation where your well-being is essential, that approach might be necessary. Would this be considered one? Give me 3 seconds. Yep. So I could say, screw this vent off and see what the problem is. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. If you were on a sinking ship, it's sinking very slowly. Adapting to the situation would be sinking with the ship and hoping you can automatically swim like everyone else does on TV. Or you could make the situation adapt to you and light a flare, make a signal, tear the dry materials apart and make a new floating boat. I guess if one's pre-made with like a flotation device, you could grab that. But that'd be surrendering to the situation and wouldn't give you the satisfaction of yelling, SUBMIT! Oh, did you hear that? Submit to me! I'm in charge. Do your worst, but I'll beat you. What else you got? Okay, you got me. I'm gonna go crawl around up there and hide, see what the problem is, and I'll see you next time. This is Inspector Numero 17. But if you don't have to go anywhere, I got a few other stories.
We're back. And a little less sweat behind the ears about water maintenance.
We didn't get a chance to talk with the supervisor. They're still missing.
Are we allowed to put missing persons notices up?
Would it do much good if they are above?
We don't know who's listening up there, remember?
I feel like the look at the inner workings of their job might make them want to come back.
Whoever it is, come back! We miss you! And clean water.
Please? And don't keep making us have to find you.
Unless it's...
Don't say it.
...underwater. Then our good buddies Sample and Shrimp can help us out. Did we do a good job on our lists?
You know, it kind of worked. We could still use some improvement.
Well, let me know if you need any alterations. Then I can help.
It doesn't, but... Oh, we've got to close this out.
Got it. For Jilt and Flo, What Guilfoyt Wanted and Officer Numero were written, produced, and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. I'm Fajilt.
And I'm Flo.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Fajilt and Flo, like so.